a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hurricane Ian bearing down on Florida and Governor Ron DeSantis at the microphone, Dave.
We'll go to him live now.
We have 200,000 power outages reported throughout the state of Florida, but outside of Southwest Florida, crews are working to quickly restore power. Of course, 200,000 is a drop in the bucket for what's going to happen over the next 24 to 48 hours. There's going to be widespread power outages, particularly in Southwest Florida. We have over 100 portable cell towers ready to be deployed into the area once it is safe to enter. Once the storm is passed and it is safe to go outside, you still need to be cautious. Avoid downed power lines, standing water. Stay clear of downed trees and don't drive in standing water. And please, if you're going to use a generator for your home, do not allow that to be inside. The exhaust needs to be outdoors. Stay out of the way of emergency crews, out of floodwaters, and away from all downed power lines. Stay off the roads. There's no need to rush back. You're going to have a massive surge of people that are going to be going in to provide, of course, life safety assistance for those who may have stayed in some of the more hazardous areas. You're also going to have power workers going in. We were just in Lake City. I was thinking we had all these power workers, these line workers from all these different states. I saw them from Texas, Louisiana, all these different places staged. We have a massive, massive mobilization. Their job is to get in there and help to restore services. You're also going to have folks bringing in things like food and water. So there's no need to rush back in. There's going to be a lot going on in the immediate aftermath, and a lot of people's safety depends on that. If you're on the roads, you're putting yourself in danger and limiting the ability of emergency crews to restore power and clean debris. Now, we don't know how much debris is going to be, but there's going to be debris, and that's going to make it very difficult to navigate some of these roads. That's why FDOT's immediate mission is to clear the roadways so that people are able to go in and access that to be able to help deliver services for people. In 2019, we were projected to be hit by Hurricane Dorian, which was a Category 5 storm. Yeah, fortunately, at the last minute, it took a northward turn and missed the coast, but we did have a really massive mobilization. This mobilization's exceeded that. This is a really, really significant effort, county level, state level, federal support. It's really been impressive to see. Director Guthrie has asked for additional airlift, hoists, and high water vehicles from DOD in coordination with FEMA. The Secretary of Defense has approved Florida's request for dual status of our National Guard forces under Title 10 to provide additional forces, which we very much appreciate. We will also be submitting momentarily a major disaster declaration for all 67 counties, and we'll request that the federal government reimburse 100% of the upfront cost for the first 60 days to ensure that we can quickly recover and move forward into the response and recovery part. And if you think about this storm, we had storms that have been as strong as this hit Florida? Michael, Hurricane Andrew, Labor Day hurricane many, many decades ago? Yes. Have we had big storms that left a lot of water and flooding? We had Irma recently. This is really bringing both to the table. I mean, you're going to have massive amount of power hitting that coastline with really, really strong winds. That is going to do a lot of wind damage. But you also have the storm is so massive, and people are kind of comparing this to the track that Charlie took in 2004, because Charlie was, like this, was expected to hit Tampa Bay. It turned and ended up hitting Southwest Florida. Charlie was strong, but it was a fraction of the size of what we're dealing with here with Hurricane Ian. So the effects of this are going to be broad, and we appreciate the Biden administration's consideration for the people of Florida during this time of need. When I was in Lake City, you had massive numbers of linemen, but do you have those staged all over the state? There's now over 42,000 linemen and other personnel ready to restore power in 30 different areas across the state. And those linemen and other associated personnel hail from, of course, many from Florida, but from 27 different states. Of course, our Department of Transportation does have 1,200 personnel on standby to perform cut-and-toss operations, understanding how important it is to get those roadways clear as soon as possible. Supplies will be brought in by plane, boat, and by high-water vehicle. Airports in Southwest Florida do have teams behind, and they are going to work to clear those runways as soon as the storm has passed. We appreciate the Florida National Guard's really impressive mobilization of over 5,000 folks, as well as 2,000 additional guardsmen from other states. They have 9 Chinook helicopters ready to go. An additional 22 helicopters will be coming in after landfall that will be here within the next 24 hours. Kevin will talk a little bit more about this, but we have the 5 search and urban search and rescue teams. You'll hear from FWC about what they're doing. High water vehicles from Florida Highway Patrol, and of course, our Coast Guard partners. There is going to be a massive effort as soon as it passes Southwest Florida to be able to get out, recon the area, and identify areas where there may be a need of rescue services. And some of these counties obviously know where residents decided to hunker down in, so they're going to be looking there first. But this is going to be really, really important to be able to get, I think, in Hurricane Michael. I mean, it took a few days to be able to get into Mexico Beach. We have the air assets to be able to recon and know where the response efforts need to go. And so in total, we have nearly 250 aircraft, more than 1,600 high water vehicles, and more than 300 boats of all drafts and sizes, including 250 already in the major impacted areas and nearly 50 that are staged and ready to come in as needed. These include smaller rescue-oriented boats, airboats, and larger boats that will be delivering supplies by water if need be. I want to thank the 26 states that have sent us support, including Tennessee, Virginia, Montana, New York, Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and Georgia. I just spoke with Kay Ivey from Alabama, and she's supporting sending some Black Hawk helicopters down to help. Governor Bill Lee in Tennessee fast-tracked a request that we had from Tennessee. We appreciate that. I was also just able to speak with John Bell Edwards from Louisiana. They've helped us, but he said, hey, we've got a lot of experience in hurricanes recently, so these guys are good. Ask us. We want to send more. And so we really appreciate that consideration, and if we need that, we certainly will do that. We also understand that people that are going to be that are displaced are going to need assistance. So the Department of Economic Opportunity has already deployed funding and guidance through community action agencies to help Floridians in need of short-term support like utilities, hotel bills, and transportation if they have been displaced by the storm. Please continue to monitor local reports, weather reports. Be very cautious about going out into hazardous conditions. And then once the storm passes your area, just make sure that you're very careful, because there's going to be a lot of things, a lot of hazards that are going to be down on the ground. I know there's a lot of people that have reached out. First of all, I want to say thanks. A lot of people have offered thoughts and prayers for the folks that are in the eye of this storm, and that means a lot to us. There's also people that want to be able to do their part, and so I've directed Volunteer Florida to activate the Florida Disaster Fund, where people can donate. It's much better to donate financially rather than sending items. We have everything we need in terms of the immediate response needs, but there will be thousands of Floridians who will need help rebuilding. And to contribute to the disaster fund, you can visit www.floridadisasterfund.org or text disaster to 20222. Again, that's text disaster to 20222. For those who want to come volunteer, we have an official volunteer portal at Volunteer Florida, and that's at www.volunteerflorida.org, www.volunteerflorida.org, and you can look to see of the volunteer opportunities. This is going to be a rough patch here for the rest of today and into tomorrow. But, you know, we understand how significant this storm is. Yes, there'll be an immediate response. Yes, there'll be things that happen with recovery. Eventually, there won't be much media attention on this as the weeks and months go on. But we understand a storm of this magnitude is going to require an effort over an extended period of time. Those are good folks down in Southwest Florida. They've got really great, thriving communities. This is not anything anyone wants to deal with. It's not something we certainly asked for, but we're going to step up. We're going to be there for folks, and we're going to make sure that folks get back on their feet and Southwest Florida comes back better than ever. Okay, Kevin Guthrie.
Thank you, Governor. As the governor has said, Hurricane Ian is approaching landfall as a Category 4 storm with winds of 155 miles per hour in Lee and Charlotte counties. At this time, the division has received nearly 1,000 resource requests from our impacted local partners, and 864 of those are either in process or completed. We are working as quickly as we can to address the needs of those impacted areas. This morning, I talked with each and every local emergency manager in the direct path of the storm. If you are sheltering in place in the path of the storm, we're asking you to now please visit floridadisaster.org/info and fill out our shelter in place survey. Again, that is floridadisaster.org/info to fill out our shelter in place survey. The shelter in place survey is designed to provide critical information to first responders about the demographics of your household so that they can aid your families as soon as possible. This is primarily for those
listening to a live news conference. Governor Ron DeSantis addressing not only the people of Florida, but the people of the entire country, the entire nation, about what is in store, saying that there are now 42,000 linemen who can restore power in 30 areas throughout Florida from 27 states. That was impressive to me.
There's already widespread power outages. The governor talked about 200,000 homes being without power. They expect to have millions of homes without power.
1,600 high water vehicles on standby, as well as, you know, helicopters, airplanes, once it is safe to get back in the skies. Of course, it's going to be some time as the storm is now approaching land. And, Dave, we were looking at video out of Fort Myers, Florida, just moments ago. Let our listeners in on what we saw.
Well, you could see the surge coming in. So it's the ocean coming in and flooding the area. Not only are you getting hit with massive amounts of water from above, but this flooding from below from the ocean is starting to just carry cars away. It is halfway up, three quarters of a way up on cars in the streets, and they're just floating away right now.
We'll continue to keep a very close eye on Hurricane Ian as it bears down on Florida. 155 mile an hour winds, wind gusts at 190 miles an hour. And you just look at those reporters out covering this storm as it heads into shore. And the governor said, you know, they've received a lot of prayers, and I think that if that's the only thing we can do, they're going to need all the prayers that we can send their way.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.